Hey people, how's it going?
Yeah, and well, about not writing or sending any more letters. This will be explained in due course, but believe me, I've been... Well, I haven't been out and back this tape recorder for a good week and a half. So I've been lucky. Just got your letter with the pictures in it, Dad. Thank you for the pictures. You didn't have to buy two slides. I didn't mean for it. I thought I'd be just sending these back because I can't do much with them over here. But I thank you very much for having those things developed. On the prints that you got back, you asked what the prints were of. Well, most of them are of Canyon Base Camp. What you can see in there is our log pad, where I stay. This should be in a narrowed view, and a general view of the airstrip, some other choppers, stuff like that. Then there's some pictures of the mountain. This is Nui Ba Din Mountain. It's N-U-I, capital B-A, capital D-I-N-H. This is the Black Virgin Mountain. It's got quite a history. The mountain itself, there's a Special Forces TAMO LZ on top of the mountain, and there's several LZs at the bottom of the mountain, but the Gooks inhabit in between the top and the bottom. They got caves in there, and we can't get them out. Not really worth it to get them out there either. It's quite a fortress and quite an interesting place. I'll tell you more about it when I get home. I just understand that. Sort of cute when you said Kathy and Ned came in and Kathy left around noon, and sounds like the old man's putting the kid to sleep. Sounds like the little boy has a great favorite and vice versa. I find this quite amusing and quite pleasing. I couldn't think of anything nicer. Just going to have to watch it when I have kids, because it's become quite obvious that the firstborn of the family there is going to be the old man's favorite. Hope my kids turn out to be as charming and as cute as little Ned is. Got that form letter you sent, yeah, sure, I'll write those letters to the University of Delaware, but I don't think I will, actually. This letter writing business is, I've just been so swamped with stuff, been changing over the property books. We've had many people wounded. I have to go traveling around to see the wounded, take care of their needs. We've had wounded every day. Every day for the last month, and we can't. I'm just hopping all the time, going everywhere, doing everything. Our CO got killed. But the last time I sent you a tape, I was saying that this guy just did too much, gotten away too much, and I was right. He paid for it. He paid for it with his life. When his body came back here, I escorted it to Saigon, dropped it off the Graves Registration in Saigon, and naturally, since I was in Saigon, I went to see Andy, and Andy, as usual, sent a car for me, and went down to the embassy, and we went back to his house, and he gave me some civilian clothes, and this time I had my own weapon, and he, first thing, we had lunch and a few drinks, and shot the bull for a while, and then he took me over to his boss's house. This is the chief counsel, I guess, or the number two man in the embassy, or number three man in the embassy. Went over and had drinks and played water polo at his house. Nearly got wiped out, but then we went over to some promotion party for a lieutenant colonel. Had a real wild time there. Of course, I was still in civilian clothes. I didn't have a chance to change, you know. It was really wild, seeing all these majors and colonels cutting up, and finally when they found out I was a lieutenant, they cut up even more, trying to impress me, I guess. It's a vast difference, you know. You have a bunch of rear echelon colonels and majors, and you get a second lieutenant who has a CIB, that's your combat infantryman badge, to show you a combat trooper. And they listen. They sit back and listen to what you're saying. Vast difference from a colonel or a major out here. Some of them pretty good now. But I really enjoyed myself, and then he put me on a plane in the morning. Yeah, the CO got killed, and as soon as I got back to Tanya, I went out and took over the company since I'm second in command. That lasted for about 4 days, and and my various little things started acting up. They took me out for a while and put another lieutenant in, who's there now. I just heard tonight that another platoon leader of ours got hurt, so it looks like I'll be going back out in the morning. I don't know. Hold on. Just had a few more incoming rounds here. Makes you sort of stop and think what's going on. That's why I said wait one. Damn it, you never know when a goose is going to mortar you around here. Nothing close, don't get worried about that. Stuff's all far away. Just hear them going on. You can hear them going off in the background right now. Coming closer. I don't know if you can hear that. That's about, half a kilometer away, about 500 meters. Well, I should have scared the hell out of you sometimes. Hope he doesn't diverse on here. Fighting's just been fierce around here. It's hard to imagine. We've been on some joint operations with APCs. This is an armored personnel carrier. It's a steel truck, sort of like, that you... Very fast, has a lot of armor on it and stuff like that, but the infantry troops have to ride on top, so it's rather dangerous if they start shooting. It takes a while to get down from the damn things, get shot up. That's how the platoon leader got it. So it's, fighting-wise, maybe the big base camps and the big cities aren't getting hit, but the field troops are really taking a lot of grief. The weather's been miserable. It's so hot that it gets stifling during the afternoon, maybe 110 degrees with high humidity. And unless you've got plenty of water and plenty of salt tablets, you just bake right out. A lot of heat casualties beyond our regular casualties. The house is about to run out. I'll turn the tape over now. Well, it's not quite finished at any rate. What we had last, or tonight at least, is one platoon leader blown away. Had a bad chest wound. Six of my men, so I'll be taking over my old platoon. That's at least some comfort, but the second platoon. I still know a bunch of the guys, and can work with them at least. I don't know how long that'll be for. We're running out of lieutenants fast and furious. I'm going to be coming back out of the field real soon, I hope so. I hear I got another job coming up as the battalion property book officer. Which is a tough job, but I think I can make it okay. And of course with that job, it'll prevent me from going in the field again. But all depends on what happens in the next few days. Wouldn't you know it, just as soon as I get all my property signed over, I signed for all the equipment for the company. They'll send me back out in the field, so I'll have no control over it again. It's a hell of a note. Yeah, dear, you give me some wisdom about Nancy. I appreciate you, what you say. I have sent her quite a few gifts. Sent her a lot of these China figurines and their dolls, like set of China. Have a bunch of stuff at home for her. Got some jewelry for her with me. There's some silver goblets, some silverware and stuff like that. Just basically stuff that maybe I can use later if we decide to get married or whatever the case may be. I don't know, she's sure got a little ticked off at me now. I don't blame her because I haven't had a chance to write. I wish I had a chance to write, but with all the stuff I've been doing, it's been pretty hard. See, I'd like to tell you all the places I've been. If you look on your map, I've had to go to Anke. It's A-N-K-H-E. To Phuken. It's P-H-U-O-C-K. O-C. V-I, capital V-I-N-H. Saigon. Longden. Kuchi. Lai K. Cameron Bay, they go down there to pay. still couldn't get to this last platoon. They've been operating these tracks away from our company independently. Haven't been able to pay them yet. So I'm still holding this damn money, sitting on it, literally. Hoping to pay them sometime when they get in. This is the platoon leader that got it. If I get to stay back here, things will be pretty nice. Got a nice room here. Got a nice setup. It's a lot of work, but I'd rather do a lot of paperwork and paper shuffling and scrounging than be on a damn field. I guess I'll learn to live with it again. Quite something, all the stuff that's going on. Glad no one else has to go through it in our family. No sense in it. Got letters from both Dick and Doug and Kathy and Amy and Aunt Marge and Uncle Dick. I haven't had a chance to answer them. I wish I could just tell them how much I appreciate them thinking of me. They've asked a lot of questions and said a lot of things. I wish I could comment on them. I'll try to, eventually. I can save a few of the letters now, because I'm in a permanent place. Take my time to answer them, but I just hope I have the time, period. Tell you some of the stuff I saw when I was company commander. It's unreal. You know, I have a charge for 100 men, 3 lieutenants. Went out there. Well, we had a firefight every day we was out there. I just got a letter from Dad the day I went out. I got out there. Our command and control chopper with the colonel took me in. Took over the company. When I knew I hadn't been out the field that long, I knew most of the people. I knew all the command personnel. Most of the guys had come, the new guys had to come through me to the field, so I knew most everybody. Got out there and started walking down a trail. Coots opened up with an ambush right on our CP. Luckily, no one got hurt. I don't know why. But, everybody opened up. Coots started throwing B-40s at us. And this is a rocket. Grenades. We just started throwing the stuff back. When we suddenly realized that we weren't taking any casualties, and the Gooks were taking casualties, you know, your morale really gets built up. Start calling into the colonel. So it's Duke 6, you know, Big Duke. Big Duke's the battalion commander, you know, it's his code name. Nothing too classified, the Gooks not, so. You know, the conversation goes like, Big Duke 6, this is Pig Iron 6, we got contact. You know, I say, oh, really? How much? And I said, well, we got a real nice firefight going for us. Start feeding them all this BS. I mean, police, I've got a few bodies, and I wasn't bad for the first day as a company commander. You know, this Big Duke likes this stuff, you know, he likes to see Dukes dead. The only problem is most of the time we've been doing it, it's cost us quite a few casualties. Who can justify it? I'm afraid I can't. Next day we're operating with the tracks. Lead track, well, the Gooks would fire at us, and we'd chase them. And when the Gooks were moving, they'd lay down great big anti-tank mines. And of course, the lead tracks would run over them and blow up. Driver usually got killed, but the guys on top would be fairly safe. And of course, the guys on top are my guys. The Gooks are smart. I'll tell you, it really built up a prejudice. It's not just against NVA, but against Vietnamese. Anything with slant eyes, you just want to annihilate these civilians. One day they'll help you, the next day they'll point out where you're staying. And you just don't know who to trust. You know, you might work with some Arvins one day, and next day guys will go home and put on their black pajamas and come on out and get you. And when they want to get you, well, they can get you. So those 3 days, as the expression goes, cut my ass down and got out. Now this other poor guy, he's a former XL, Lieutenant Ogden. He was, when he heard that I wasn't doing too well, physically. And he said, well, I'll go out there and take the company. He's only got something like 30 days left in country. He's a good guy. Got a lot of gall. A lot of courage. He's doing a good job, too. Well, my tape's running out. So I just want to say hello to all you. I love you all. Give my love to Doug and Dick, Kathy and Amy and Ned. Everybody else. Hope to send another tape real soon. Tell you that I'm back here and safe. That should be pretty darn soon. Adios.